Hi guys, it's Mima here, and you're listening to the Pure Bliss Show. So I hope you all are doing awesome today. I know that I am. For those of you who are new to my show, I've been doing this. Well, for those of you who've been listening for a while, you know I've been studying the virtues cards and talking about a certain virtue at each podcast. And for those of you who are new, now you know what I'm doing. So the Virtues Project is about virtues and studying them and implementing them in your life. And there's a card deck that the Virtues Project has created. And the card deck has a list of all these really awesome, yummy virtues that we can all work and aspire to be. And so lately I've been praying in the morning. Every morning I give thanks to God. I thank Him for my heartbeat. I thank Him or her for my breath, and I meditate, and then I pull my card deck out, and I pray over that, and I pull a card that my energy feels aligned to that day. And it's been a really amazing practice because, you know, when you have an intention, well, we all have different intentions we set, and we often have multiple things we have to get done during the day. But when you pull a card, or whether you read a Bible verse or practice, whatever your practice is to read in the morning, if you focus on one thing that you can work on that day to improve yourself, to improve your thinking, to improve your energy, to improve how you interact with other people, and to improve your contribution to the world, if you focus on one thing a day, one virtue to implement within yourself, it's really powerful. And it really helps you to be more intentional with all that you think and feel and say and do. And so today, the card I pulled was grace. And this is one of my favorite things because I have always wanted to be somebody that is seen as graceful, but also that gives grace to others. So I'll read you a little bit from the card, and then I'll tell you, we'll talk more about what this card means, what the word means to me, and how I think we can implement it in our lives on a regular basis. So the Virtues Project card says that grace is our connection to the divine, a sense that we are loved and provided for in all circumstances. It is opening ourselves to bounty. Grace inspires us to give love to others unconditionally. It talks about connecting with grace as well and becoming the presence of grace to others. Becoming the presence of grace to others. I love that. So, you know, let's think about how we become the presence of grace to others. And so I like acronyms, so I thought about the word grace and what the letters would mean in terms of how do I carry out the steps in my life and on a daily basis. And to me, the letters stand for gifting richly and abundantly, caring for others and self with empathy. So the G stands for gifting, the R stands for richly, and the A stands for abundantly. The C stands for caring for others and self with, and the E is for empathy. So when you gift richly and abundantly, caring for others and self with empathy, that is what grace can mean. And so how do you implement this in your daily life? Well, I think it starts with, you know, asking yourself when things happen, what would I want to be done to me? How would I want, if I was this person, how would I want to be responded to? Would I want kindness? Would I want love? Would I want forgiveness? Would I want generosity? Would I want dignity and compassion? So when things happen in our lives, whether it's with our boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, child, coworker, think about being in that person's shoes and how you would want to be treated. And so if you approach life that way, of course, you know, there's an immediate reaction when something happens to you to respond if you're treated unfairly or unjustly or in a way you don't understand. But I try to extend to people what I call the pause. It's the moment between the thing happening to me and my reaction to it. And having a teenage daughter gives me a lot of time to practice this and to teach her how to practice this. And so when she has a feeling or something's hurt her or someone's done something to her, or even when she wants to react, I always say to her, you know, you can learn to practice the art of the pause. It's the time between something happening and your reaction to it. Now, you may not be able to stop the feeling that you feel between that time, between the action and your emotions around it, but you can pause and then you can be intentional with how you respond. And how you could respond could be a non-response. How you respond could be a smile. How you respond could be walking away. Or how you could respond could be just taking the time to pause and give a more thoughtful response that's more compassionate. One in which you're intentionally being who you want to be versus letting somebody make you respond in a way that's not of yourself. So that's practicing caring for others and self with empathy. I also think about this when things happen in terms of being graceful, is how am I representing God in my behavior? So if you want to be graceful and you want to think about your highest self, when things happen, before you respond, think of God and the virtues that you might emulate in God or a higher power. And ask yourself, am I acting in a way that represents my highest self? How am I representing God as an emissary? How am I representing my highest powers, power in this situation? Am I letting situations bring out the best in me, the goodness in me, the godness in me? Or am I letting things take control of me and I become somebody that I'm not? So am I a good emissary of higher power? Am I a good ambassador for higher power? So that's other thing, another food for thought, another morsel for thought. Also, you know, implementing grace, it calls for you to look for ways to be kind. So when somebody does something or to you that you don't like, or something happens that is not wanted by you, whether it's, you know, crazy kids, again, a coworker, a stranger, instead of yelling or getting angry or responding in kind, look for ways to be kind. So again, you know, look for ways to be kind. Don't look for fault. People are often looking for fault in other people's actions. I hear people all the time saying, "Well, this person looked at me funny," or "that person, made a face at me," or "this person ignored me or didn't talk to me," or "so and so happened," and they spin things up that aren't meant to be spun up. People are all going through life, and they could be preoccupied, they could be having a bad day, they could be having something on their mind that's keeping their thoughts someplace else. They could be depressed, scared, anxious, traumatized. It could be millions of things, but most times what we're mad at isn't to do with people's true intentions. It's just sometimes they're not paying attention to us. Or even if the person did something to you that was intentional. Before you respond, think of how to be kind, because kindness can be healing. And if somebody's wounded and you respond in kind an attack, you know, they're wounding you, and then you wound them, and what happens? Nobody wins. And so, you know, my daughter, being a parent actually has really taught me a lot. My daughter's been my biggest teacher in one of the best ways that I've learned how to be better in life. And so when she was little, you know, I always, when she got had a temper tantrum, or she may have gotten mad at me about something, instead of reacting in kind, I would say to her, "I don't like what you did, but I still love you." Or I would just smile at her and say, you know what, whatever you're feeling or going through right now, I can appreciate it. I don't have to stay here in this room while you have a tantrum. I love you. I'll be back when you're done. And that can apply to friendships. I mean, sometimes friends do things that are hurtful or that you don't agree with. And the kindness you could show them is just allowing them to be what they are, and you can walk away gracefully. You can say, I appreciate your comment, but I don't have to accept it. Or you can just allow it to be what it is. Like, being kind means not having to be right all the time. It's allowing other people to maybe have their own experience, and you just love what it is. Loving it what it is not saying that you actually have to embrace it and hug it, but just let it be what it is. You know, I oftentimes people will say things to me, and I may not agree with what they're saying, but I don't have to be right. They have the right to express themselves, and I can accept what they're saying as their perspective. You know, each person is on their own sacred path. Each person is learning how to live, and grace is allowing them to walk that path, and you walking that path alongside them in acceptance of them, and allowing them the space to learn by loving them. Also, being graceful is letting people just learn the lesson. Sometimes it's not always correcting people and telling them what to do. And so, you know, if you have somebody that you love and they're growing, people sometimes have to learn for themselves. And if you tell somebody, you know, like, this is not right, or you're doing the wrong thing, or that's going to fail, how are you supporting that person in their growth? Well, you're not supporting them in their growth. You're making them feel inadequate. You're making them feel wrong. You're making them feel not enough. And so grace is sometimes letting people, giving them the opportunity to learn to stand on their own two feet, and to try something, and give them the confidence to try something new, and then see if they succeed. It may be that you could be wrong in that thought process, that you think that what they're doing is wrong, but giving them the courage and support to say, I believe in you, and go and try this thing, you know. Also, you know, it's how you perceive people's actions. Like, grace is letting, looking at mistakes like retakes, because life's about, you know, retakes. And so if you see the word, something as a mistake or something as bad, then you go into it with a negative mindset. Grace is saying to people, you can have your personal experience and I can observe it, and then allowing them to have a retake, whether it's with an opportunity, a relationship. You know, one thing that I'm really careful about is getting involved in people's relationships. We've all at some point dated somebody, or people married somebody who's not right for them. And I've seen friends stop talking, or, you know, have arguments over somebody's relationship. People have to walk their own unique path in life. And grace is a gift that you give people. The gift is acceptance. The grace is abundant love. The grace is, I care for you enough to allow you to take this path. And if it works out, that's amazing. And if not, you'll have a retake. They're second chances. So allowing people to make these, to take these steps in life bravely, and saying, I trust you, is so important and so powerful. And it's so divine. Grace also requires us to not look for the hurt, but to look for the healing. When situations arise in life, what do you look for in terms of an outcome? Do you look to win, or the other person to win, or for both of you to win? So ego says, I have to be right, I have to win. And on the other spectrum, somebody who is doesn't have a strong personality may say, well, that person could win. I don't care if I win. Like, I'm okay with not getting my way. So you don't want to be a doormat. You don't want to you don't want to be egotistical, but you don't want to be a doormat. And you don't have to be. So when things happen in life that, again, that are unexpected, don't look for the hurt. Look for the healing. How can you and the person both win? What is the common ground? What is your perception of what's happening? And how do you come together and communicate with love to find a more beautiful meaning? How do you do that? And lastly, grace means to me watching what I say to people, making sure my words contribute to that person's life with love. Grace is so powerful because it's such an abundant virtue, and we have chances to practice grace at all times in life. The biggest way we can practice grace is what we say to people, is the words that come out of our mouths. Are the words we're giving people, or saying to people rather, are they words that are tender? Are they kind? Are they courteous? Are they giving people energy and upliftment and sustenance? How are you using your mouth and your thoughts and your actions to give grace to others? How are you using your life and your words to empower life in others? How are you giving grace? So think about that today. Think about, are you gifting others richly and abundantly? Are you caring for others and self with empathy? Think about it, practice it, and manifest it. In closing, I'll read you a quote from the Virtues card. It says this: I am thankful for the gift of grace. It sustains my life. I love that so much. And I love you. Namaste.